Hello, and welcome to the United States Department of Labor's podcast series on allied health occupations for young adults. My name is Sarah Hastings, and I'll be the host of this podcast series. The allied health field has great promise for employing young adults served by the workforce system. Understanding more about specific occupations in allied health is a first step in determining what the opportunities are in the field. This podcast series highlights young adults who are in training or who have been trained and are currently working in different allied health occupations. These young adults will discuss how they chose to enter this occupation, what kind of training they needed, and what type of work or continued training or education they plan to do in the future. This series provides practical information about allied health occupations in order to assist both young adults and workforce staff in developing a career plan. So today we'll be speaking with Daniela Franco. Daniela is a medical translator who received training and work experience from the Lane Workforce Partnership in Eugene, Oregon. So Daniela, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and about how you ended up becoming a medical translator?
Hello, my name is Daniela Franco. I'm 17 years old. I'll be graduating high school this coming spring, 2012. I come from a very supportive family. I'm the oldest of two kids. I'll do 4 years already in the WIA program. Well, Nikki helped me get an interview with Volunteers in Medicine. I've been there almost 6 months. I got the interview, and they saw the way that I was really fluent in Spanish. They trained me for a couple of weeks, and then I just went to volunteering for a couple of months, maybe 3 months. Then I started getting paid.
That's great. So can you tell us a little bit? So what is a medical translator?
Medical translator is somebody that translates in the language they're capable of speaking. For example, I'm translating Spanish for Spanish-speaking patients. A medical translator is not only a medical translator. A medical translator also helps out with the patients and their problems and, you know, giving them the trust that they can tell you what's going on with their health.
Great. So sounds like medical translators do a lot. So for you, what would a typical day on the job look like?
Well, for me, my dad drops me off. I don't drive yet. And he drops me off, and the first thing I do is tell him I'm here. Is there anything I can do for you guys? I'm usually in the front office in the morning, waiting for my patients, Spanish-speaking, to come in and tell me that they need my help. I usually, if there's nothing that I can do, I do phone calls, lab results. I do reminder calls, reminding they have an appointment, or any other calls they have for me. For example, you know, the coordinator there usually has calls for female exams that I have to also call and make sure that they're coming and that they have everything ready, that she has everything ready or have any questions before her appointment. Then I go to the back and tell the nurse I'm here. If you guys need me, I'm going to be in the front. And I see if there's any patients coming up by the time I'm there in the front office, then I'll be ready for them and prepare myself for my first appointment with the patient.
That's great. Wow, it sounds like you really do a lot. A lot of exciting work. So if I wanted to become a medical translator, what kind of training would I need? Or maybe just tell us a little bit about what your on-the-job training looks like.
It all depends how long your training will go. I was in training. They told me the way that I had to do it with patients, how I'm supposed to introduce myself, how I'm supposed to talk to them, how am I supposed to stand with them. That's not what I exactly do. I try to do it the way that it's the best for the patient, the way that they feel more comfortable with me and the way that they feel more with honest and trust. So I went by training. It took me around, I don't know, maybe a month to get trained, and then I started volunteering, like I said. They train me really well. They even give us a dictionary if we need to, and sometimes I don't know the words and I have to apologize and get my dictionary. One day I was in the clinic and there's this patient who called in and I was giving her lab results. She told me that she would feel more comfortable if I was with her. And I said, of course, I'll be with you. I just need to change my time a little bit, and I'll be with you. And for me, it's really nice and really wonderful that they will come back to me and come with that trust to tell me that they need me and that they need a medical translator.
That's great. So what do you like most about being a medical translator?
There's a lot of things I like about being a medical translator, and that is speaking both of my languages, which is Spanish and English. I can practice them every day. I go in and help out, and I also like to learn new stuff, new words, new ways of communicating with the patients. I love to help my community, and this is the way to help my community. Those are the three main things I like about medical translating.
That's very cool. So what are your plans for the future?
My plans for the future, well, is to graduate from high school. That's my first plan. And I'm planning to go to college, and I'm really planning to becoming a really good medical examiner. And throughout my professional job, I'm planning to have a foundation for those students that can graduate for some reason or can go to college, and I'm willing to give my time and support them with the supplies they need to be successful.
That's great. Well, wow, it really sounds like the experience that you're gaining as a medical translator has really allowed you sort of the opportunity to see kind of the many different occupations within the world of allied health. So I wish you the best of luck in your continued goals, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today. We really appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you.
So to learn more about occupations in allied health, visit www.careeronestop.org. Just click on Explore Careers, then Browse, and you can search for any allied health occupation you're interested in. The website gives you a ton of great information about the tasks and activities you'll perform on a job, what sort of skills and requirements are needed, and what the wages and employment trends look like in your state. So again, that's www.careeronestop.org. Well, I hope this information was helpful to you in your search to finding the right career for you. Thanks for listening today. Goodbye.